You are listening to TASBOcast, the official podcast for the Texas Association of School Business Officials. We are the trusted resource for school finance and operations.
Hi, this is Rose Grandin from TASBO, and I'm thrilled to be co-hosting another one of our podcasts today with Becky Falk, TASBO's Director of Member Experience.
Becky, you want to say everyone.
Our guest today is Nakia Burrell. She is the Chief Operations Officer at Cumberland Academy. Nakia has been a member since 2009. She holds her RTSBA, has participated in over 35 events with TASBO during that time, and is an active Connect user. We are so thrilled that she is here. Welcome, Nakia.
Hello. How's everyone? I'm welcome to be here.
We're so excited to have you on today.
Let's just start with a real easy one. Tell us just a little bit more about yourself, you know, kind of what you do for Cumberland Academy and just, you know, anything with family or hobbies, or just talk a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Tyler, Texas, and that's where Cumberland Academy is. As you said, I'm COO there. And so basically that's all aspects of financial, business, accounting, HR, payroll, maintenance, custodial operations, technology. Those areas are in my radar, I guess you could say. Let's see, in my free time, which doesn't seem like there's been much of that, especially in the mix of a pandemic, but I love to cook. I like to read. I love sports. Love spending time with my family. I think those are the main hobbies for right now.
Love it. Sounds like you wear a lot of hats at work.
I do. Thankfully, I've got a great team. So I definitely have the right experts in those areas to help. We are able to put our heads together and hopefully get to the right solution.
Love it. How big is Cumberland?
We are a 4A. We are in UIL, we are 4A. And so we've got four campuses. We're right under 2,000 total students.
Do you want to talk to us about how Cumberland Academy has been navigating the pandemic and COVID and your role with that?
It's definitely been, we were working on a big project and in March. And so when we left March 6th to what we thought was to go on spring break and then didn't really come back. I mean, we did, but we didn't. It was definitely something that none of us really saw coming. I mean, we're starting to sense things and, you know, we do have a very proactive approach here. And so we realized what was happening. Obviously, no one saw what was going to come. So we were starting to gear up and just making sure we had more cleaning supplies and things like that. But again, we thought we were going to be coming back, of course. And, you know, we would just have to be really cautious, like we were in a flu season, and just make sure we were keeping things very sanitized. And as far as just staying on top of everything, that has not been an easy feat, but I think that's in good company with all of our peers across the state and honestly country. Organizations such as TASBO help staying in touch. You know, I've been in school business for a while, so I have a lot of friends and colleagues who I've worked with over the years. And so we'll phone friends and say, hey, I need to phone a friend, and they'll phone me, and or we'll email each other and how are y'all doing this, or what are you doing? And organizations such as TASBO, like I said, and our service center, we're in Region 7, they are really helpful as well. So it's really strength in numbers, and we're all in this unique situation together. So not that that is a good thing for all of us to be in this situation, but it helps knowing that, okay, I'm not on this island by myself. I'm not the only person having this problem. I know everybody else is having this problem. So surely we can all figure out what's working and what's not working and help each other. And that's the beauty of, that's one of the things that attracted me to school business kind of early on in my career. As a CPA, I worked for a couple of accounting firms, and I had a lot of school district clients and other governmental clients, but the schools always were my favorite audits to do. And I think it's because there's just that common goal of we want the school to be a success. We want the kids to have what they need. We want the teachers to have what they need. We want to help the administrators do their jobs better. And so you just don't get that, I hate to say, cutthroat atmosphere that you get in like the corporate world that you see in the private sector. But because of the competition of when you're in a for-profit entity, you don't really have, because you can call up another person who does what you do at another school district and say, hey, how do y'all handle this? You know, we're thinking about doing this. And 9 times out of 10, if they can help you, they will. And
I find that with a lot of school administrators, it's what's comforting to know is at the end of the day, everything you do boils down to helping the kids, you know, and when you've got passion driving what you do, you're going to do it with all your heart. You're going to reach out to those networks that you've built over the past 10 years, you know. You're going to use those resources to do anything to help the kids and grow and navigate. So that's what I truly love hearing the administrators as we have these conversations with our members is your purpose is always the kids. Wonderful.
It does make it worth it when you're, oh my goodness, what else are they going to tell us to do now? When you get the TPA guidelines and state and federal red tape. But at the end of the day, when you know that there is a benefit to hopefully help those kiddos.
We love that.
We mentioned earlier that you had become a member of TASBO in 2009, but in that time you have grown in a multitude of positions. Can you kind of tell us how you got your start and then more about your journey to your role at Cumberland now?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, it truly starting out auditing schools from a public accounting firm. That was my first eye-opener of thinking, okay, I really enjoy going on these audits and looking at working with the business office team at various schools and doing their audits. And so when I had the opportunity to go work in for a school as an accountant, I was super excited about that. And so when I started out, you're right, I had a variety of responsibilities and tasks, mainly in the accounts payable and just doing some of your accounting operations, bank reconciliations, fixed assets, handling the credit card and the travel card program. And so you're right. Over the years, I did progress into other roles. Very insightful, I think, to kind of start from the outside external auditor looking in. And to then come in and kind of see that foundation of how the accounting is done and what goes on in the business office once I was able to work for a school setting and then progress up, I think it helps give you a broad perspective of how everything is truly connected. And then you can help others who are coming on and moving up the ranks. You know, I think it helps you to understand, oh yeah, I remember how those used to be just so, so fun to do, or oh my gosh, those were horrendous to do. And so I think it helps you have a better rear view mirror when you can. I'm a very hands-on person, and thankfully I've been blessed to have, you know, my first boss in school business was such a hands-on person too. And so it was really good to have that as a mentor. And so I try to do that same thing because I don't want to know to just do X, Y, Z. I like to understand it. And I think that helps.
Knowing the why always helps.
It does me.
I'm right there with you. Absolutely.
I mean, it's obvious from, you know, what we have taken a look at from your profile that you are definitely a lifelong learner. To have a boss who encourages lifelong learning as well can only benefit, you know, the district as a whole, or, you know, Cumberland as a whole and things like that.
Would you say that your sights were always set on being a COO one day, or was that kind of just forged as you kind of moved up, you know, because you've been with Cumberland for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And before that was UT Tyler.
Yes. Before that, well, I started out my first, school business job was at Tyler ISD, and I was there for about almost 10 years. And so I started off as a staff accountant and accounts payable supervisor and had moved up to where I was over budgeting, purchasing, and risk management and some accounting areas. So I don't know if I necessarily had that was the specific goal in mind, but I always like learning and taking on more and more. And then I did digress a little bit to UT Tyler for an opportunity there, and I liked it. But I have to admit, I definitely enjoyed the K-12 setting more. When this opportunity knocked, I was like, it definitely just seemed like the right move.
Can you talk a little bit more about how TASBO has made a difference in that professional journey, along the lines of earning your RTSBA? And I think you earned your CTSBS first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, TASBO, I can't speak enough about what great and high quality organization that TASBO is. So when I was first getting started, colleagues and bosses at my first job in school business were all active members of TASBO. And so it was just a given that I was going to also join and be a member and take the classes and work on the first designation that you could get based off of your courses taken and years of experience that meet that first designation. And the classes, going to the conferences, especially when you're early on and brand new to it, it gives you a lot of exposure to not only learn how to do what you're doing better, but to also see, oh, okay, well, there's these whole other areas that I didn't even know about. So it gives you a lot of exposure to grow your skills and just being more aware of all of the other aspects of school business and operations. I think that attending the courses to get certified are very, very highly suggested for anyone who's wanting to, again, just better their skills and learn more. But also, I think it will help you just expand your horizons and really know what how everything is connected. Once you have your certifications or your designation, the annual conferences, the academies, all of the other series that they do around the state at the your ESCs, I think those are still instrumental to go to. I try to go to them when I can. Things are a little bit different right now. I've done a couple virtual right now, but I still try to go to those when I can, because it just helps, again, to get the updates and to see if there's something else that things change. You know, there's new mandates, there's new laws, there's new rules. There's more now. And and so it just helps to go and get that information and learn and to network and meet your peers and have more people that you can phone a friend. And it's just really helpful.
Yeah. You were talking about knowing the why helps you learn a little bit more. So I bet that you are correct in what you were saying, how going through the certification process and taking those prerequisite courses that maybe are a little bit outside of the realm of what you were initially wanting to, what your scope of work is, you know, getting a well-rounded education of it helps you know the why about business management essentially, you know? So I can see how you would really enjoy learning a little bit more outside of your scope of work to see how it all comes together.
Well, and you bring up a good point, because, you know, most, whatever the titles vary, but, you know, if you're CFO, COO, business manager, whatever your district titles, that position, there's a variety of areas that span way beyond the numbers and the day-to-day accounting. You know, it's not uncommon for the technology department to report to that area, maintenance and custodial to also report to that area, food service. And so it helps to understand a little bit more about those areas. I mean, that doesn't mean that you're going to be the expert in those areas by any means, but it helps to just have some exposure and a basis so that when you're looking at the budgets and you're working with them and you're helping them with staffing plans or financials, that you have a better understanding of what they do in their department and what they're needing from you. And so it helps.
Absolutely. That makes sense. Nikia, I see you all the time posting, and you're in the mentoring program, and you've been in a couple of the mentoring programs. And that's kind of the beauty of the program in and of itself, is that what is newer to school business, or to if it's, you know, maintenance and operations, or it's PEAMS or whatever, new is subjective. You could be in there 2 years and still feel new because of all the things that are coming out. And so I've seen you go through a couple of the years of it.
I'm assuming
that you find value in that.
I do, because, and you're so right, because I'm certainly, you know, we have a PEAMS person, we've got HR, we've got those experts who are rightfully so in their area, but at the same time, it still impacts financial unit. And so I find being in those groups, just to hear, you know, oh, there's this coming down, and I can check with those experts here and say, hey, are you aware of this? You know, what do we need to do? We can brainstorm. So yeah, it definitely helps. You're right. New is pretty subjective or relative, however you want to look at it. But but I think it's great, that mentoring program, regardless if you've been doing it 10 years or 10 months. I think it helps because there's constant change.
Yeah. And that's interesting. You bring up something that I hadn't thought of using the mentoring program for, is finding out the pain points of the other departments that you don't necessarily deal with, and using that as a way to ping those people and say, are we experiencing that? Or is this coming up? So I hadn't thought of using it in that way, you know, so that's cool.
Yeah. You know, I guess I feel I'm one of those hands-on people. And like I told you, thankfully I was blessed with that early on in my career from my first boss in school business. And so I think that aligns with how I think and work. I really think it helps me to have a general understanding as best as I can, so I can help my team be better.
Sure. And you're getting a lot of different perspectives, because we have mentors that are of all different sizes. And I think that I've heard that a lot recently, how much that helps to, you know, small districts have a lot different needs than, you know, these small and large are so different. And so the fact that we have so many mentors fed into each of these groups that are from different aspects, different regions of the state are even so different in their needs and population. So I think that's a really cool aspect to bring into it as well. And so having access to mentors, not just one mentor, many, is what makes our program so unique. And so I love when people get a ton out of it, but I bet it is the added value of having a lot of mentors.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think that maybe there's been one person in your life helped shape your experience in school business? Maybe that's guided you through kind of and someone maybe at your school district or something that's,
you know, I would say, early on, in my career, when I was at Tyler ISD, my first boss, she would always say, you know, when you become a CFO, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, and I'm thinking, okay. And not that I didn't envision that or anything, but I guess I, at that point, didn't have it necessarily on my radar as much. You know, I was just trying to maximize and grow where I was as much as possible. So I certainly didn't know what was going to happen the next, you know, 3, 5, 7, 10 years, you know, I just didn't have that specific goal. So she was definitely always forward thinking about that. And so I think that probably set a foundation. And I had a great experience working with her and that group. So that probably where some of that stemmed from.
It always helps when somebody else believes in you and makes that known, because you don't know what you don't know. So when someone puts that bug in your ear and you hear CFO, it kind of makes it more attainable. You can have your sights set on something.
Exactly.
It's always nice to know that someone else sees that in you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you tell us, what do you love most about your work?
You know, honestly, I like the fact that no day is rarely the same. I'm never bored. It really is. You know, I like the fact that there's always something new happening. I am an accountant by, you know, trade. So I definitely like things to be planned and well thought out and in order. So I do like there to be more of that than uncertainty. but yeah, I think that's one of the great things about you get to work with so many people and see things from a lot of different perspectives. So I think that all helps you continue to grow, be more open and more insightful, because you're being exposed to a lot of things that you probably wouldn't be if you were just kind of doing something reoccurring that didn't have a whole lot of variety. So I think that's probably what I like, the variety.
I mean, that's got to be great to not ever have to worry about things getting stagnant, you know?
No, that is not.
I mean, some days it probably feels a little overwhelming, but what's also comforting is knowing that you're in the same boat as everyone else.
I will say, you know, before 2020 is all said and done, it would be nice to get a little more mundane than what we are right now.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Or slow down the changes, you know, maybe not so like every day kind of thing.
You know, not 10 in one day would be great.
It's like, we're not asking for much here.
So it's definitely fun, you know, you get to see different things, you know, when the sports teams are winning, you know, that's fun. Things are a little different this year, but it's always fun when you get to see the success of the kids doing things in their competitions. And of course, I'm not in the nitty gritty of that, but I get to see it from afar. And so that's always fun to see their success happening.
I wouldn't underestimate, yeah, all the things that you do. You're a huge part of it. You're kind of those behind the scenes people, superwoman, you know, that makes it all happen. Without you guys, without these school administrators, it doesn't happen. You know, it's a benefit that you are that numbers driven person that does like a regimen and a routine that makes sure everything is in order. If we didn't have people like you, how would we get anything done? When the changes do happen, you're able to put on that hat and say, I got to get XYZ done to make this happen, and I'll deal with the unexpected when it hits, but I'm going to make sure that I've got all my ducks in a row to handle all the challenges in the day. You make things, it's like the duck with their legs might be swimming underneath, but you're keeping it calm and collected so that way the school can run successfully. So I would give yourself way more credit than
the whole thing,
you know.
Those kiddos have those opportunities because of all the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
That's so true. You know, and I say that collectively, you know, that goes from the technology department to making sure that, you know, their iPads and Chromebooks or whatever is working, the food service, making sure that they're eating and custodial. You're right. You know, our payroll department, we need to make sure our employees get their paychecks so they can come to work. And then the business office and accounting too, because got to make sure we've got money to support all those kiddos when they're going on their competitions and what they need in the classroom. So you're right. It definitely takes all of that combined and working well together.
I'm going to say a collective to all the people listening, all of our school business people, a huge thank you, because I don't know if y'all get enough of those. I love TASBO because the membership is focused on the bigger picture and focused on the kids and focused on the teachers. And a huge thank you to all of our members, and a huge thank you to you, Nakia, for being so wonderful and helping drive the mission forward for your district. So I just wanted to say that PSA. We appreciate you and being a staff of TASBO. I certainly appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you so, so much. That is so, so greatly appreciated. And again, I can't say enough that without you two and TASBO, I mean, y'all really help keep us where we can have that network, stay on top of the constant new rules and pieces of information that we're having to track by the hour. Y'all make that so much easier for us. So we appreciate TASBO.
Well, we're so glad. I guess as a parting message, is there anything that you would give advice to, you know, someone just starting out in school business?
I would say ask questions. Do not feel like there is something that is common knowledge and that you feel is too silly to ask, because if you have a question, more than likely somebody else has that same question, or if they don't, they may not even know they have that question. But by you asking, it very well may help someone, and probably more than just one person, probably several people. Reach out, and more than not, you're going to find people who are very willing, very gracious, who want to help you succeed and will help you however they feasibly can. If you can, join TASBO and just get as plugged in as much as you can. Whether if you're starting off at a small place or a larger school setting, it may look a little different depending on your makeup of your particular school setting. The goal is still going to be the same for the most part. So just, you're not alone. Just, again, just get plugged in as much as you can.
Oh, I love that. That's a perfect message to move forward. Be vulnerable and ask those questions.
I enjoyed today's conversation so much. Do you have anything else you kind of want to add or anything else to round out our day?
No, I just want to say thank you all and whomever is listening or will listen to the fellow Tasbonians. I don't know if that's a word.
We're going to coin it. I like it.
It is now.
Fellow TASBO group. Whatever your position is and whatever district or school you work for, my hat's off to you because I know that you are sacrificing a lot in your professional and personal life to take care of your employees and your students. And so my hat's off to all of you. And this is a strange time right now, but we are going to continue much success. So everyone stay safe and well and just keep doing the great job that I know you're doing.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nakia.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nakia. You are amazing.
Oh, thank y'all.